In this week's Cotton Newsline, two cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One was the tighter payment limit amendment offered by Senators Grassley and Dorgan, and the second amendment was one by Senator Klobuchar that would have reduced the adjusted gross income means test. Fortunately, both of those amendments failed to pass. They both needed 60 votes to pass and received less than that. And certainly we as the cotton industry have to thank the efforts of Senator Chambliss and Lincoln in terms of convincing their colleagues to vote against that amendment.
This is Cut 2, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Now that we have the two versions, the version by the House that's been out there and now the version by the Senate, we've got to come together and have the two sides conference together, iron out any differences. Staff will probably start to work on that even between now and the end of the year, but realistically, I don't think we expect that process to be concluded until sometime out in late January, early February, which probably does bring up the question of what happens in the interim until we can iron out and get the final legislation passed by Congress and signed by the President.